The following audio was obtained for the MediaCollective.org's News Channel Internet Show on September 24th, 2009, in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building on the Purdue University West Lafayette, Indiana campus. The responses given were prompted by asking who. Who is out here? Who is in there? And who do you see?
A lot of older people.
There are a lot of protesters. Most of them are older. I don't see many college students.
Mostly men.
Yeah. And a lot of people, a lot of family people. It kind of gives off a very conservative vibe.
I'd say,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah. But there are probably maybe 35 people over there with signs.
Signs and like, shame on Purdue and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, educated people, you can tell whenever
very,
you talk
very,
to them.
It seemed very extreme, very right-winged, very yes. Very extreme.
And whenever they asked questions and stuff, they were very well-educated, you could tell by what they're talking about. I mean, they seem to have a purpose, and they're demonstrating it pretty well.
It almost seems like it's the same like as Bill Ayers is very left-wing, like extreme left-wing. They are the equivalent of just on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Bill Ayers is inside there, a domestic terrorist, and out here are patriots.
Any other detail?
What I know is he is a domestic terrorist. He was a part of a group, whether it's been proven that he did it or not, he was a part of a group that terrorized this country. Okay? He said he wished he would have done more. He's unrepentant of what he did. So whatever he did, he's unrepentant of it. He was a part of that group, and I'm protesting the fact that he's here at this university speaking. A university that family and my wife have graduated from, and that, this is actually the department she graduated from. So I'm against that, yes. If he was repentant of what he had did, then that's one thing, but he's not. So he was a part of the group. I believe he did all the things he's been accused of. He said he wished he would have done more. And I don't believe that he should be here speaking on education, making cookies, buying bubble gum, anything.
I see protests mostly of middle age to older age, people who are mostly in high school or in college during the 60s. 70s, that's why you see a lot older generation of people out there, not too many college students, and holding signs, mostly shameful signs, and like, how could Purdue do such a thing, invite this person? I've never heard of this guy before in my life. Supposedly he's a terrorist or something, or supposedly?
Bill Ayers is in there. He's
right.
A big terrorist, killed a bunch of police, set off a bomb and hurt people and blow up some buildings and stuff, and Purdue's invited him here because he's an expert in education, so they can educate the Purdue students to be like him.
Right now, who's out here?
Oh, just people that live around Indiana, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just heard about it, thought I'd come over and see what's going on.
People that don't like Bill Ayers.
That's it?
It seems like it. I guess if we're protesting him speaking tonight.
Bill Ayers is in there, and we, the CRs, the students, the alumni, everybody else, we're out here doing our thing. Basically showing our support for all those who stand up against, however you want to call him, domestic terrorist, if you want to call him a woman beater, if you want to call him a scapegoat, you know, however you want to call it. But he definitely has made an impact all over the world. Those events were 20 and 30 years ago. And, I mean, look at all the people here. I mean, there's got to be 150 people here. And that ripple, it just never stopped. We're not going to put up with it.
I see a lot of people in the far right of the country that are do not understand. I mean, I'm not going to defend Bill Ayers, but I disagree with some of the people here. And, I mean, I'd like to go see him speak. But unfortunately, they're ticketing the event.
As I understand, Bill Ayers is going to be in there. And he is a radical from the 60s and 70s. He was one of the organizers of a group who bombed public buildings in the 70s. And he has since that bragged that they didn't do enough. And I don't think Purdue University should have had him even close to the property, let alone doing a speech.
Right now, who's out here? That's who's in there.
Who's out here? Just a group of citizens. I know some of the people here belong to the CIA, which is Citizens in Action. I don't think all of them are, but I have no idea. Just, I'm here because I've been a part of the silent majority all my life up until this summer, and I've graduated. I'm not silent anymore.
Who's here in the crowd or who's here?
Well, whatever you see. I mean, this is just audio, so you have to describe it for the people.
What I see is just regular people, everyday people. That's about it.
It's not really an organized event. It's like, you know, you see something on the internet and it says Bill Ayers and your ears perk up, you know, because you don't like Bill Ayers because, for one thing, he said he wished he had done more bombings. He wished he'd done more. And he should get down and on his knees and kiss this ground and say, America, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything. You should ask the woman down the sidewalk there, and she says that he killed a San Francisco police officer. She's even talked to the police officer's family. And this police officer went to the hospital, and a bomb blew up, and it was laden with nails, and the police officer died. Talk to this lady down here.
I will.
That's why we're upset.